Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And it might be yours. You never know. Could be.
It could be yours. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he's hiding money in our raggedy house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 49-year-old married woman, and my husband is 59. We've been married for 6 years, and this is my first marriage and his second. We dated a good while before he asked me to marry him, and when I accepted his proposal, I told him that I didn't want to live in the house that he and his wife and kids lived in. He rented out his house, and we bought a fixer-upper house in a great neighborhood. I wanted a new house, or at least one that was in great condition. He promised me that he had some great contractors that would make my dream a reality. The house is so old that we still have linoleum tiles on the kitchen floor. I contacted a professional company to get a flooring estimate, and I wanted to replace all the laminate countertops in the kitchen. It had been 6 years, and I saved up money to do a few little things. He hemmed and hawed, but he eventually helped me pick out our flooring. He didn't offer to help me pay for anything because he said it was my impatience that led to the renovation. A few weeks later, we were packing up to go to my parents' home temporarily while our floors are getting installed, and I just happened to be peeking in at him in the bedroom. He carefully pulled a big envelope out of a shoebox, and I saw hundreds of dollars. I ran into the room and tackled him and grabbed the envelope. All he could say is that he had to keep a stash because I love spending his money. I don't know how he thought it was okay to hide this large sum of money from me. I'm wondering if he planned to leave me in this raggedy house. Is that why he's not interested in doing any upgrades? What is he up to? Well, before we get to that, I just got to say the visual of you busting in the bedroom and tackling your husband, it's just a little funny, okay? That visual is funny. And, I mean, you ask the question, what is he up to? Who knows what Mr. Secretive is up to and why is he being so shady with his money? I'm all for having your own money and not having to always ask someone, your husband in this case, for cash. And, of course, there's also the house money and the bill money. But just something about this doesn't sit well with me. I mean, first, you say it's been 6 years since you've been in this fixer-upper and nothing has been fixed up. And didn't you also say that you saved the money yourself with no help from your husband? He said it was your impatience that led to the renovation. I don't understand that statement. What is he talking about? It's been 6 years since you guys have been in that house and nothing has been done. I mean, it's his house too. He seems like he would want it remodeled. I mean, especially the linoleum floors. the only explanation he had for stashing is that you love to spend his money. His money, I mean, it's our money. You guys are married. You know, you're spending money on the house. You save the money for the house. Is he trying to say if you knew he had this secret money, you would have spent that on the house or something else? I'm so confused with that statement. I mean, what is his stash money for if it's not for the house? He sounds just very cheap to me, very selfish to me, and he doesn't have any intentions after 6 years of fixing this house up. I don't see that. So now that you know, you've caught him with this money, you need to find out what he's up to. We don't know what he's up to. Insist, you know, if you guys are going to stay married, on a joint bank account for the house, for the renovations. It's been 6 years. Let's go. You know, both of you should be contributing, not just you. It's his house too, and it's his cheapness why his first marriage fails. These are some of the questions you need to ask him. If you find out the answers to this, maybe you'll find out what, you know, the money he stashed is all about. Other than that, I don't know. This is crazy. You know, you need his help. Steve?
I don't know about this letter right here. Yeah. I'm a little bit thrown off. See, he's hiding money in our raggedy house. But the name of this letter to me is somebody lying. / we ain't hearing the whole truth.
I don't think so.
See, we just not hearing this whole story, I don't think. Because something is missing in this story. It don't set right with me. But you know, one of Uncle Steve's favorite things to do, and one of my skill sets, is to dig under the surface to find out what's really going on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go under the skin to find out what's going on. Now, she's 49. Her husband is 59. That's a 10-year difference. Been married 6 years. My first marriage, his second. That's a little telltale right there. This your first time. He done this before. He's seen the movie before, in other words. We dated a good while before he asked me to marry him. When I accepted his proposal, I told him I didn't want to live in the house that he and his wife and kids lived in. So guess what he did? He rented out his house. He honored that request. That was a big one. This man already owned the house, but you didn't want to live there. He said, cool. He rented out the house. And he bought a fixer-upper house in a great neighborhood. I wanted a new house, or at least one that was in great condition. He promised me that he had some great contractors, and he would make my dreams a reality. The house is so old, we got linoleum tiles on the kitchen floor. I contracted a professional company to get a flooring estimate. I wanted to replace all the laminate countertops in the kitchen, and after this, I'll tell you what happened, why you ain't got no kitchen yet.
All right, Steve, hold on. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he's hiding money in our raggedy house. We'll get back into it right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he's hiding money in our raggedy house.
Yeah, he hiding money in your raggedy house because we don't know the whole story. But you've been married now for 6 years. He rented out the house you told him you didn't want to live in with his former wife and kids had, so he rented it out as a good husband would do, and he bought a fixer-upper. You kind of wanted a new house. He told you that he had some friends and stuff, and he'd get it fixed up. Well, you wanted a new house. He said he had some contractors, and the house is so old that y'all got linoleum floors on the kitchen. So you contact a professional company to get a flooring estimate, and I want to replace all the laminate countertops. It's been 6 years. I've saved up money to do a few little things. He hemmed and hawed, but he eventually helped me pick out the flooring. He didn't offer to help me to pay for anything because he said it was my impatience that led to the renovation. Now, this is where the letter gets tricky. It's your impatience that led to the renovation, or was it his lie that led to you having to save up to get the renovation? See, now we're about to peel back some of the skin on this onion right here and put tears in your eyes. I think it's because of the fact that he's been married before and you ain't. He's seen this movie before. Now, you're telling me that you've been saving up a little bit of money for this laminated float, right? And he wasn't going to go for it. Whose kitchen is that big? How much that float cost? So, I don't know how much you had to save, but it's a kitchen float. I don't know what you saved. I'm not passing judgment. I don't like to do that. But you saved up your little bit of money. But we talking 6 years, though.
6 years.
So, what have you been doing, and what have y'all been doing with the money for 6 years? See, you've been buying something, and I think you may be buying some stuff that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, and he saw his money slipping away like he did with his previous wife, so he started stashing money before she get her hands on this right here, too. That's what I think happened. You know, and then I see, here's what led me to say that. A few weeks later, we were packing up to go to my parents' home temporarily while your floors were getting installed, which means the floors was in the process of getting done, right? I just happened to be peeking in at him in the bedroom. He carefully pulled a big envelope out of a shoebox, and I saw hundreds of dollars. You, being the gold digger that you are, ran into the room and tackled and grabbed the envelope, dove on the man. Now, he was surprised because obviously you blindsided him. He didn't see it coming. You make his head jerk back, slobber wrap around his head a little bit. He didn't know what was happening because you tackled him in his lower back because he had that envelope down low counting that money. All he could say is he had to keep a stash because I love spending his money. That's the key. See, for 6 years, he been watching you spend money on all types of stuff. Now you come up with you want a floor. Now this man going, wait a minute, man, hold up. I've been chipping in. We've been doing this here. You got me renting out this house that I already paid for. Now you over here, we were trying to do something else, but you just spending money. You mess around after 6 years and save the money for the flow, and now you in here tackling me for cash. See how that look? He thought it was okay. I don't know how he thought it was okay to hide this large sum of money from me. I do, because he didn't want you to spend it. That's why he was hiding it. I'm wondering if he planned to leave me in this raggedy house. Is that why he's not interested in doing any upgrades? What's he up to? Well, it seemed to me like he's up to what you ain't up to. He's trying to save a little bit of money. Because he said you'd be spending all his money. And a man will do that. A man will hide some money if he think you're going to spend it all. Every man I know has done it.
But what about the line about her impatience led to the renovation? What does that mean? They've been in the house for 6 years and they still haven't gotten it renovated.
I said when I read the letter, I don't think it's her impatience that's led to the renovation. More it is his lie that led to her wanting to do the renovation. The woman got every right to want to fix her house up. Most women like living in nice homes. And it's a representative of a woman. When people come over your house and your house ain't right, the woman takes the blame for that, not the man.
Thank you.
Girl, what's she in here doing? How she got all this food? Who decorated this right here? What's she tripping?
That part.
So,
all of that.
I understand. That's not her fault. He lied and said he was going to fix the house up. But what happened was, as he was trying to save, he was just watching her spin. So now, hold up. I can't take what I'm saving and renovate this house because she's spending all the other money. Let me save some of this money, which would be spending on renovating the house. But since she's spending all the money, we ain't going to have no money. That's how she found him, hiding the money in the envelope. But now she done managed to save up a little bit of money to get this flow done after 6 years. But he got the flow money in that box. He got the flow money and wall money in the box. I think what happened here is we have a spending problem, which leads to more divorces, finance, and even infidelity. And y'all will get left in that raggedy house if you keep spending money like that. Holding letters, your fault, lady.
He needs to help her fix up that house. All right.
Thumbs down.
So she can make him a home. Please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook. It's not about you. Facebook and Instagram on SteveHarveyFM.com and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.